فدا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على نوح في العالمين. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين. ثم أغرقنا الآخرين. وإن من شيئته لإبراهيم إذ جاء ربه بكلب سليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First and foremost, I give my condolences to all of you on the occasion which we have come to commemorate in this week, which is the martyrdom, the shahadat of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein alayhi hafidhu salatu wasalam. His Ahlul Bayt and his companions. As we were discussing the meaning of Shia, who are the Shia of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam, we mentioned yesterday that the Ahlul Bayt, that the Imams themselves, they actually make a distinction between the people, the individuals who claim to follow them or claim to love them. And this distinction is somewhat similar to the distinctions that we have heard from the Prophet and from the Imams alayhim afdhalus salam, that Iman or Islam lahu darajat and Iman lahu darajat, that there are different levels of Iman and there are different levels of Islam, of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one riwayat states that there are 10 levels of Iman. And this in itself is a completely different discussion. At this point, we don't want to get into this discussion, but you perhaps heard this before, that there are 10 levels of Iman. And as an example, Imam Sadiq alayhi hafidhu salatu wasalam, he stated that Salman Farsi, that his level of Iman is on the 10th level of Iman. In a similar fashion, these hadith from the Imams alayhim afdhalus salam about those individuals who claim that they are followers of Ahlul Bayt, that they are the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, it falls into a similar category. Where the Imams, they say that, no, some individuals, no, you're not from among our Shia, but rather you say that you are Muhibbi or Mawali, say that you are our lovers, or you are those who are patrons of the Ahlul Bayt. Particularly the one that we mentioned yesterday from Imam Hussein, and again, given the status of Imam Hussein and the Shahadat, those who are actually the true Shia of Imam Hussein, as we mentioned, some who were blessed to go with Imam Hussein to Karbala and to become martyrs, which martyrdom in itself elevates the status of the individual, but there were some who also stayed behind, but they were considered also the true Shia of Ahlul Bayt. But those who perhaps weren't that fortunate at the moment or at the time, yes, they may have a moment in order to correct themselves to become the true Shia, but that individual who came towards the Imam, and Imam Hussein told him, he says, don't make a claim whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will state that you're lying and what you're saying has no truth to it. Rather say that you're from our lovers and our patrons. In that same statement, narration, the Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi wasallam, he gives a description of who are the Shia. He says, "Inna Shi'atana man salimat qulubuhum min kulli ghishin wa ghillin wa daghalin." And perhaps the Imam, he is making a statement for this individual who is coming to him, that perhaps these characteristics that he is describing from among his Shia, that right now or at that moment, he doesn't have those characteristics. Just like those individuals who met with Amir al-Mu'mineen, and this is a hadith is a bit more well known among many of us. Of course, in Nahjul Balagha, some individuals that came to Imam Ali alayhi wasallam said they claiming that they were the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, "No, you're not my Shia because I don't see the signs of my Shia upon you." And when they asked what were those signs, again, there were several that he mentioned. Of course, the one he said that a person who is, he is slim, he's slender because he is fasting, his eyes are puffy because he's crying out of awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he seems to be kind of yellowish or palish. Why? Because he stays up in the night praying and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are also some of the characteristics and sifat of the Shia. And apparently Imam Ali, he did not see it in those individuals who approached him. So in the same manner, these characteristics that Imam Hussein alayhi wasallam is mentioning to that individual who claimed that he was a Shia, and Imam Ali, Imam Hussein said, "No, you're not among our Shia. Just say that you are a lover or a patron. Because our Shia are those individuals, man salimat qulubuhum." Meaning that their hearts are free from three things that the Imam, he mentions. Man salimat qulubuhum min kulli ghishin wa ghillin wa daghalin. Min kulli ghish, deception. Meaning that an individual who claims to be, an individual who is truly the follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, he is not one that deceives others. His heart is free from that. In fact, in this statement, as we will describe the three characteristics, it's very interesting that the Imam himself, he points out, he says, قُلُوبُهُمْ سَلِمَتْ, that their hearts are free, their hearts are protected from. From what? From three things. This in itself, in this statement, and the way the Imam is making this statement, it correlates with the verses that we mentioned, the verses from Surah Safat, from verse 79 to verse 84 of Surah Safat. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen, that the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, he is someone who is engulfed in peace. He is someone who is engulfed in a sound and righteous state. Then he says that wa in min shi'atihi la Ibrahim, and likewise Ibrahim, who is a Shia of Nuh, he is a follower of Nuh. He is someone whose characteristics is like that of Nuh, but he is also salamun fil alameen. And why has Ibrahim alayhi salam been described as a Shia? In verse 84, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explains it. He says, وَإِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Why? Because the state of his heart is pure. Just as the Imam, he's stating that that individual who is my Shia, or the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, his heart must also be pure and free. Free of deception, ghishin. Shouldn't be someone who deceives others. And this is something that we can learn from the lesson of Karbala.